Yeah, it's the big show. So come on, crank it up and turn out all the lights, yo. Oh, well, get ready for something. If you'll never know, you won't see it coming. But I promise y'all know the big show. All right. It was either that or I was going to go, you know, the Eurythmics thing, the Eurythmics thing. I have no idea if that's good, but that's what I've been doing. I repeat a lot of things a lot because I have many avenues. So someone who like listens to this or Podquisition, like and Podquisition and Boston Favorite Slam and knows me in real life will hear the same things over and over again, and then I get a bit self-conscious about it. But anyway, I've been rewatching a whole bunch of Raws and Smackdowns from the year 2000. Won't it be strange when we're all fully grown? Be there 2 o'clock at the fountain down the road. I think that was it. Summit to get married. That's from different part of the song. Hello, welcome to another edition of Asking Sterling. I've been watching old Raws and Smackdowns, and then when Big Show comes on, I've just been singing the theme song, but I can't sing it in the gruff, it's a Big Show sort of voice it's sung in. So I just started doing it in a higher register, and I was like, oh, that's quite fun. So now I want to learn piano and sing, like, hone my singing to be a bit better so I can just do a little recording. Maybe I'll do an album. Maybe I'll do an album of higher register covers of wrestling themes. Not a lot of them have lyrics. One, like, it'd have to go, dunna, 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 wah, dunna, 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 wah, meow. So that's the Tom and Jerry, the beginning from the less popular ones where the art style sort of took a dive. But the show also got a lot more surreal and strange and sort of entrancing. Right. Why hasn't Patreon changed that fucking profile pic? God damn it. Insensitive. Welcome to Asking Sterling, where patrons of the lovely Patreon that we do at patreon.com/Jimquisition, which you're probably on if you are listening to this, unless there's a feed that you're on listening to. Hello, how are you? I'm fine. What am I doing asking the questions? You've asked me the questions. The patrons ask, because that's something that I can do without gating off the content. And here is the content. Hello. So quite a few questions. I'll, as usual, probably have to split it into two podcasts so I can, you know, do them. I'll basically go until I feel weak. Right, let's go into it. Sunset, the Seditionist, asks, how does it feel to look so pretty and fabulous? It feels pretty fabulous, if I'm being perfectly honest with you. You know, it's, I feel, obviously, I, as has been evidenced, I feel a lot more confident in how I look and myself, and very pleased and hopeful and happy about where I'm going. Bearing in mind, like, I am almost 3 months on the HRT. I am baby at it. Barely sort of started. I mean, say barely, you know, I'm at the starting point still in that, on sort of the first area. So there's more to go, and I'm already, and I've said before, I think on some level, hormonally, I've always had a head start. So yeah, I mean, right now it's, you know, some people like to make fun of the wig and that, but I love it. And the fact that that's all it is right now is a wig and some lippy, and that's the look, and I already love it. Like it would just go from there. So, you know, it's not like I'm strutting around thinking I'm the prettiest princess in all the land, but I certainly like how I look better than I used to. And I enjoy that very much. I love the hair. I've got some new wigs coming in. Try them out. So a lot of them still sort of same colour region. Although black is all right on me. I may have gotten a black one in. I've gotten a real nice pink one in, but that's going to be until I get one of the new hats. So lots of cool stuff. And that's the fabulousness is that I will brag up without any caveats or feeling self-conscious. Not that self-consciousness has been a predominant issue for me like it used to be either. Like the stuff that's just been lifting off is I'll get all emotions. It's indescribable, really. And just discovering I've got a dress sense from someone who, you know, people would yell at out in the street because it was the UK and people would just yell shit at me all the time anyway. But, you know, they'd yell, you need the fashion police, to me sort of stylistically turtling up and doing nothing but those graphic tees and the black slacks that, you know, if you've ever seen me out of Gymquisition outfits, that's all I am seen in, basically, or was seen in. To realizing that, wait, no, I could just, if I want, just wear like more and more outlandish clothes until I'm just dressed like my Code Vein character. And just in general, I can dress how I've dressed video game characters, and it turns out, oh, I do have my own sense of style. I've got my own aesthetic. I've got my own way I want to look, but I put it all in video games. It was the only place I expressed myself. And that, you know, and there's video in this if I want to, like, because I think there's a lot of interesting stuff to say about my interactions with video games and my personal life. And that's one of them. But yeah, there was something else I was going to say there, but as usual, I get myself off track. It might come back to me, it might not. But yeah, just to have that sense of style that feels like me. The trash girl aesthetic, I'm calling it. Which I'm just sort of, it's basically a lot. It's nice boots and pink and black pretty things, basically. But some I like the red and black. I like that I brought some of that back, just as a fun switcheroo. Because one of the things I want to do is not have just the one outfit, as I think's been made fairly clear now with the various videos. Although some people will watch a YouTube video and think it's whatever's there at the moment is the status quo. Like if I change the intro music for a joke one week, even if it's obvious because it's like thematically part of the video or it's like referencing the game that it's about, like there will be people who are like, oh, I liked the old theme and stuff like that. The one week I didn't wear a tie. Hell, when I wore a different colour tie for the first time, people freaked out. bless them. But people like their routine. I like my routine, you know. If some content is a bit different from a place I like that is what I like, sometimes it makes me sad. I'll give it a chance, but sometimes it is sad. Anyway, that was question one. Took 1,000 years. Joseph says, I'm curious, what made you pick Stephanie as the middle name? Does it hold a special place for you or represent someone you care about? Or is it just a name you liked? Keep holding the games industry accountable. So, first things first, it's not my middle name. I consider my name James Stephanie. But obviously I don't make people say James Stephanie. Seeing James Stephanie Sterling written out in various contexts, like MV Young just put up the announcement for the Polyam Cult Party 3. I was at the Polyam Cult Party 2 last year. I was doing ring announcing, hosting last year. I don't know what I'm doing this time. I'm sort of hoping not ring announcing because it was very scary. It was harder than any, you know, I've been in wrestling matches as someone who is not a great wrestler, to put it diplomatically. That was easier than the amount of bloody medicines I'm on now at the moment. I've got a chug water mid-sentence. What was I saying? Right, yeah. The getting stuff together for the ring announcing was harder than anything else I've done in wrestling, certainly. Because there's the social anxiety aspect of having to go to every performer and jotting down their how they want to be announced. And then there's my brain, you know, my ADHD scrambled brain fucking trying to keep track of everything and trying to keep the notes in the right order and trying to come up with a system and me trying to come up with a listing system. You can't entrust me to it. That I got through it with minimal botching was a miracle, but it was so stressful. I have gone right off the rails. But April 24th, let me double check that. It'll be streamed. And I'd love people to see it. Like, I really would love people to... I know not everyone's interested in wrestling. I do strongly believe that... And because I've seen it, fans of mine who check out wrestling, especially the shows I'm getting involved with now, either convert to wrestling fans or just really like what they see that I'm involved with and will tune in for it. And, well, there are people that still don't give a shit, but I, if you've got time for it, I would, I'd love it if you checked it out anyway. And it always makes me look good if people come to these sort of live streams and that to see it. And last time there was a lot of people doing the star face emote for Commander Sterling, the logo in chat, and it was awesome. So yeah, it makes me look good, but and plus I like to show you what else I do, what else I can do. I don't wrestle often. It's an event thing, part of the draw, usually a conclusion to a big sort of story, and keep myself, you know, back a bit, but the managing, my promo stuff and everything, I'm super proud of, and I'm very good at what I can do, and I like to show it, and I like to show the character off and everything. I'm not sure which, it might be Go Professional Wrestling on Twitch. It's not on the poster, but I'll let y'all know. But yeah, awesome names on it. Edith Surreal, who's one of my favorite wrestlers ever. Big Game Leroy, who, you know, the gamers among you will love Big Game Leroy. Ziggy Heim, one of my favorite performers. MV Young, of course, who I'm in romantic love with. Big Calyx, who is so fucking big. Lee Moriarty, who is unbelievably talented. Lots of people. Molly McCoy, Eel O'Neill, PB Smooth, The Bundertaker, who is so over with my audience. If nothing else, you know, come for me, stay for the Bundertaker. Right, let's answer the question. Hang on, let's have some water first. Hang on. Gotta stop trying to talk and drink at the same time. Right, Stephanie. Right, so as I said, I consider it James Stephanie Sterling. But, you know, I default to stuff. I was trying to... I think I'm going to give up trying to explain the name in real life. I think I will just say Stephanie. Because just in general, that's what... Well, what I seem to like the most casually. I ain't got no problem with James. I ain't got no problem with just Sterling. You know, hell, the people in my old wrestling promotion down south still called me Stardust for the entirety that I knew them. I do advise against people sort of when I say what my name is and that any variant of that name is fine, you know, Steph, Stephanie, James, Jim, whatever, like, of that. I do make a point to dissuade people quite sort of emphatically from making up their own names. How about this? How about, you know, Jimphony? How about Jimbly and all of this? It's not so much because I mind, but people do, and you don't want to, like, when someone's made an announcement about their identity, some people won't appreciate it if you will then sort of trample on it and be like, oh, well, you know, I've got a better name for you, I've got a better thing than this thing you've put, you know, a lot of yourself into. And again, for those who've suggested it to me, I don't process it that way necessarily, but as someone to whom a lot of this is sort of their first time interacting with, a trans and a non-binary person. I try and, you know, not... Well, just try and let people know that there are boundaries and fair ones, you know, just fair boundaries of respect, you know. And I don't have a go at people. I'm just very... I need to answer the question. Stephanie, right. I can't say I picked it. It felt always right. I think... And some of these questions will be answered in general with it just felt... It was just how it always felt. It was one of those things where, as long as I can remember, I always thought the whole... If I was a girl... I would be called Stephanie. That's good. I mean, I've tried to trace it back to notable Stephanies, notable instances where the name has sort of been stuck in my head. As a wrestling fan, obviously, Stephanie McMahon is a big thing. And I do recall, you know, really liking the name Stephanie around that time. So there could be that. But then I have sort of... I don't have many things that stick in my memory as a child, but I remember Stephanie, who was a friend of my dad's or mum and dad's. Times, the periods when people were together and not, and where I was, it's all fractured. But anyway, Stephanie was a friend... of someone in the family or the family. And my dad, back when I knew him and could verify he is not deceased, would go, Stephanie, to her. Because of Short Circuit, he'd do the Johnny Five, Stephanie at her. And that was always very vivid in my mind. So I may be called Stephanie, either because I liked my dad's friend Stephanie, or I loved Short Circuit. And I do love Short Circuit. I mean, Short Circuit 2. I've seen the first one once. From what I remember, it was all right. But Short Circuit 2's the money. I mean, there's content in it. But hey, look, that little intro with the little robot, na 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 na, you know. So anyway, Stephanie just feels right. There have been times where I've thought of names in other contexts, but the fact I didn't use Stephanie for any of it is like, I don't know. It always felt like that was reserved for something, and. Once I was like, fuck, I, this is it. Here we go. In fact, I think it was Phoenix, the light of a friend, my treasure of a friend, Phoenix, who asked when I was first figuring things out. They said, do you think there's a name that you'd change to, or you'd add, or you'd have? And I immediately said Stephanie. There was no thought. I immediately said Stephanie. I shot back with, oh, yeah, that's easy. It was always Stephanie. So, yeah, it always was. The only thing I agonized on was whether I was going to go Stephanie James or James Stephanie. And settled on James Stephanie just because it... Seeing it laid out as one thing, James Stephanie Sterling, just clicked more. And that's what a lot of it is just, you know when it fits, you know when it's right. And the effect that all of it has had on me, on every other aspect of my life, has been incredible. God, it's question two. I really am the worst. All the best. I mean, if you like listening to just... If all you like is the content, then I will ramble some vapid shit until you've got content. Right. L? Is it L or I? I can never tell when it's capitalized. Lee156A21 says, just wondering, since you've come out as non-binary, is it still acceptable to refer to you as Uncle Jim Jim, as you called yourself a few times in older vids? I always thought uncle is a more sex-based term rather than a gender-based term, but just making sure. Well, I mean, the differences in what they're based in is has no real bearing on what I feel there. In general, I've said this. Well, I've been saying this to some sort of friends and family as it's been new, where I'm like, look, if you're confused on anything, at the very least, I'd prefer the femme to the mask on it. You know. So in this case, well, in this case, it's easy because so many people have said I look like their cool aunt. It's either aunt, librarian, or supply teacher. All of them, though, with cool affixed to them, prefixed to them. That's not me saying it. That's the general public. That's the public general. So, you know, public even. So I can't be accused of saying it. Although it's true, I am your cool aunt. I'm your cool aunt slash librarian slash supply teacher. Hi. So Auntie Jim Jim is a new big problem. So I would say that. Like, I don't mind a lot of femme titling and stuff, really. The more gender neutral titling, some people go with MX mooks and that doesn't feel right to me. So, personally, of course, there are others to whom it does. At least not yet. These things change. But having tried it on, I'm not too sure. There was a question on the Boglins one as well. Are you the number one Boglin boy? And I've defaulted to Boglin babe. Feels a little arrogant. But Boglin bitch might be a bit too coarse. For me, a bit too coarse. It's true, though. A lot of people have been saying the whole aunt thing, so Auntie Jim Jim, go for it. Tom Blake says, I love the work as always. Seeing as you can't show your boobs on YouTube, when will you be launching your OnlyFans? Are you MILF? God, that's another one that takes getting used to seeing. people have asked about an OnlyFans. Probably not. Who knows? I mean, my self-confidence, along with my weight loss and my getting my arms sort of increasingly buff, who knows whether the confidence will sort of get too out of control and I inflict that on the world. But, I mean, certainly not now. I don't know. Maybe one day when I'm a completed work in progress. A lot of my friends do it and, you know, seem to do all right, make a bit of scratch, seem to, you know, do it on their own terms and that. Hey, if there's gold in them for jizz-soaked hills, why not? But anyway, yeah. I mean, the boobs are pretty good. Zazel. I'm aware of your fondness for Repo, the genetic opera. That was a bad trill there. Hang on. Your fondness for Repo, the genetic opera. But what are your thoughts on the Devil's Carnival films? I haven't seen the second one, isn't there? I ain't seen any past the first one. I love Repo. Repo, the genetic opera is it's a distinct pleasure for me. No guilt involved. Excuse me. Hold on 1 second. A little bit of Wendy Pops. There we are. Revenge of the Windy Pops. I didn't really care for the Devil's Carnival. I wanted to like it. The aesthetic, I mean, the visuals of it were great. And the talent, of course, is, you know, they brought a lot of people back from Repo. And the main sort of folks behind it are very, very sort of artistically unique and in a great way. But there was just, I don't know, maybe I just expected more after Repo. But yeah, it didn't quite grab me. It was a shame. Ben says, in your video about the digital homicide lawsuit, you at one point said that you had suggested getting the digital homicide brand name as recompense. What would you have done with it if you'd have gotten it? I think I'd have just paraded it around. Maybe gotten, because I'm not, you know, I'll fully say I'm not a game dev. Although, given stock assets, I could do just as well. But I'd commission a better Slaughtering Grounds made. Maybe not use Slaughtering Grounds if they retained that. But basically do what they were doing, but better. But for the most part, I'd want it just to have it. Just to, it would be a head mounted on a wall, you know. But I did float it by. I did actually offer it as terms, as their terms of surrender. But it got to a point where they were dragging things out so much and had gotten so angry with it that my lawyer was like, we might want to not. We might want to wrap this up quicker. So, yeah, that would have been that. Rory says, I noticed you seem much happier in recent videos. It's really nice to see such after such a shit year. Will do Camille Lard-Corby introducing us to the Duchess? one second. Well, had to stop the recording a second there. I had a horrible little... Well, save it while we do that. I'll stop the recording again. Since I had to stop, I might as well save what I've got so it don't get lost. It's all about the game and how you play it. It's all about control and if hello. Right, we are back. Let's, was I in the middle of a question? Yes. So, I mean, obviously a lot of these questions now. Well, I was planning to do an Asking Sterling a little sooner after I first visibly came out to have gotten a lot of this answered. I was going to do an explanation post as well on the Patreon to sort of have something to refer people to. Although, despite me trying to answer all of the questions, there are still those saying, oh, you're shoving it down people's throats. Posted some selfies on Facebook and someone's like, I don't care what flesh costume you... What a dinner party conversationalist that person must be. I don't care what flesh costume a person has on. But I really do think you've been making a big deal out of it and really sort of forcing people to say things and notice it. And I was like, I posted a selfie, mate. The difference in perception really is quite something. No one's doing that here. But this is an interesting question that I have gotten and I've not super answered. Partly because I don't quite sort of know. But yeah, will Duke Hardcore be introducing us to the Duchess? Will there be a femme... member of the Hardcore family, or will I indeed still be doing, a male character like Amiel? On paper, yes, I will still be doing characters like the Duke. I do not know how that will feel in practice, especially because some of the really camp flamboyant stuff I did was certainly an outlet. Certainly an outlet that I don't need characters for. Well, not to that degree. Coming out doesn't mean I'm now wandering around the house going, although that does, now that I've done that, that is satisfying. You should try it all now. Do it now. Oh. I'm having some more water, so you do it now while I do it. All right. Am I still recording? Good. Could have chugged this whole thing while I stopped recording, but I didn't. I need to get better at chugging water. I need to get better at the water because I was doing really well. I was doing, like, chugs of it, like an entire fucking tank of the stuff. But I can't drink fast enough to replace what keeps coming out of me from medicines. I've stopped going on about medicines and being dry. So yeah, like on paper right now, I don't have plans to gender change or make current characters non-binary or femme in any way. The only difference there would be the Commander Sterling wrestling gimmick, because, well, I put a lot of myself into that, and that is how I want wrestling. I want wrestling to see me as, predominantly as, Commander Sterling. And in that case, then, yes, there's no male stuff there. But then that character's always sort of existed regardless of gender. It's sort of this silver amorphous thing. But yeah, so sort of, the question is sort of things won't change, but also sort of don't know as far as existing characters go, or indeed future characters. I don't know how it's going to go. We will see. A.V. McSpadden says, have you tried a purple wig, and can we see? Plus the pink glasses, I just feel you'd look spectacular. Not yet. I have, outside of the cucumber succulents wig, I have not yet. Delete that. It's getting spam emails. I always feel like I can do multiple things at once, and I can't, because I will instantly stop and then talk about what I did. Anyway, not tried a purple wig. I've got two pinks coming in, one of which is pink and something else, and it's waiting until the special hat comes in, until the hat comes in. I've got a whole look planned out there. Don't you worry about it. Purple will be something I would like to try. Right now, I've not been straying too far from red, sort of red, copper, ginger, sort of that whole area. And black, just because, you know, it's easy. Plus, it really enhances how pale and ghost-like I am, which I like. I actually like that. Some people say, oh, you're so pale. Oh, you look too pale. I'm like, nah, it's good, isn't it? It's all right. I mean, I did once appear on a video with a whole bunch of co-workers who were all Cuban, and I genuinely looked like a sheet of brand new paper, or like a tennis uniform in the sun, just reflecting that light. Oh God, bright sunny day, and I had glasses on. I looked like a big round vampire. But yeah, I mean,
excuse me.
As part of my increasing sense of, oh, wow, no, I can just wear what I want and look how I like, I've also started to think, oh, well, no, I can just put on any hair I want. I can just try anything. So, yeah, I imagine as I get more confident in it, as I experiment more, I'll try some other stuff. There are some colours I will not bother with, because I've learned I've got a very good sense for what will work, just a very natural instinct for that. And I have been learning in instances where I'm wrong, you know, I've learned that I'm wrong. So there are some, like blonde, I'm not. A full blonde look, I cannot see it working in a million years. As far as more wild colours go, I do not see green on me in any way. As a style colour goes, I mean, I like to see, you know, big, beautiful green trees and fields on a sunny day, but as far as an aesthetic style thing, green is has never been my thing. I have no affinity for green whatsoever. So, that's that. Edward here asks, so glad I became a patron. I'm so glad you did too. And so glad you're starting to live your best life. I am also glad I am. Thank you. I'm not sure I have a question. How about, can I call you J. Steph? If not, that's cool. Just trying to come up with a question. Well, in the spirit of what I said earlier, I mean, it's sort of a variant. J. Steph does nothing for me as a thing. I'll say, You know, Steph on its own is fine, and that's great, actually. So, yeah, you know, or you can stick with Jim, James, Jay on its own, or JSS or JS. Initials have worked in some cases. I've signed some, you know, I've signed some correspondence with JSS. Maybe if I ever drop the commander thing in wrestling and I just sort of do things with a more me gimmick, I'll do JSS. Now I can join the ranks of Triple H and RVD and DDP, who also started really late in life with a fucked back. Gives me hope. Fuck me. At some point, once I've gone through my current sort of regimen of workout stuff that I'm doing, I may have to get back on the DDP yoga horse. Especially now that I'm actually committed to doing things rather than the half-hearted attempts before. So anyway, let's carry on. Also, thank you for the other stuff. Amazing Trash Girl, updating Insta with your wardrobe and accessories, and love it all. Hey, you got it. The validation has been almost making me cry. Opt says, I recently rewatched your impressions about Remnant from the Ashes since it's on PS Plus. A lot of people didn't care for that one. For my impressions, not the game. People loved the game. Got me thinking, I've been missing your midweek YouTube content. Do you see yourself returning to series like Impressions or Industry Bullshit? Is streaming a replacement for those types of content, or do you see them coexisting? So I wrote a blog post on here on Patreon a little while ago. I think I tagged them editorials. I should tag them something else. Oh, but there's loads now. Too much to retag. But if you look in the editorials, it'll tell you what the current state of affairs is. And even though that's sort of less, even though that's sort of reduced from there, in spirit, that's still the plan. And I know I've brought it up a lot, but, and again, some people might point at this the same way they point at my sort of daring to speak up about my transition as shoving it in people's faces or making excuses even. But the ADHD, Jesus, it's, first of all, one of the reasons I've been bringing it up a lot is, and if you've ever seen sort of memes and stuff about it, it's stunning how much is at the root of your other problems. Like how much how much ADHD is at the root of so many other problems. Like, I've got other mental issues, you know, I've got my my BP2, I've got my traumas, got my PTSD, my CPTSD rather. My ADHD makes those worse. Naturally, as a result of making it difficult to do things, and you know, ADHD makes it difficult to do things. It stops you being able to focus, stops you being able to motivate yourself. It's not just distraction, although I have that real bad. It's memory issues. It's I can go weeks and forget that Gympressions is even a thing. And it's gotten worse lately. And that has also hit my motivation to do certain things. And it's just a thing that's happening. And it's nobody's fault per se, although I personally apologize for it, because it's, you know, it sucks that there's not so much of my staff. I mean, fortunately, you know, white brow, most people are really just there for gym positions, so, you know, it's not super upset people, but I've got games I've got so much I want to say about and I want to do impressions of, but getting head to work with it is, for the first time in my life, it's finally too difficult, and I'm currently working on it. One good thing is lately I've had an increased focus and drive to do a lot of personal life fixing, which includes things that will improve the ADHD, and of course the other things that impact the depression and all of that, the anxieties and the you know, everything that's made worse. It is my hope. I had a test done to find out why certain meds weren't working on me, why the Adderall doesn't seem to do anything, and why even while taking it lately, my memory has gotten sharp, my ability to work has gotten, it's gotten, you know, just harder to do my work. So we're going to try some different things. It's slow. We got to change a fair few things, but we're doing it step by step, doing it slow. Recently, there's been a change that I think has really elevated my mood in general and just made me a bit more engaged with the world. So that's a step forward. So, you know, I think it's best to just be open about, you know, what the issues are, what the problem is. You know, that's where it is. I want to do one on the werewolf game. I wanted to do one on the Outriders demo. I guess I'll wait now till the game's out. I want to say so much about them, and it makes me sad. It does. That it's been a struggle, that I've missed a lot of things I do want to talk about. I'm really pleased with the Jimquisition, though. Like, I think 2019, on a consistency basis, was the best, quote-unquote, season of the show Jimquisition ever had. 2020 was spotty, particularly in the first half, because things had gotten really difficult with the move, I was in a real bad sort of frame of mind with the move, because the last couple weeks at my horrible, shitty place I had in the south got worse, and then I moved to an absolute, just a place designed to be my own hell in Philly, to the point where I had to go because I was getting some very dark thoughts, and found a much better place and everything, and felt much better there. And after that, I think the content got real good again. A lot more open and honest about the political truth of the show, you know, the wider problems. I got less subtle, and that cost in some ways. You know, I've pointed to certain, you know, the algorithm that Dictus and the recent big sub losses from coming out, like that's all, those are huge things, but there are some people, doubtless. I mean, it's lost me some patrons as well here and there, you know. Not massive amounts, but some get turned off by that stuff. But I still think it's some of the best work we've done. And this year, 2020 going on, with making the show a bit more flexible format-wise, doing some long-form episodes, then doing some sort of multi-sort of story episodes, I have been so pleased with them. They may be doing dog shit now compared to how the show used to do, but it's such a better show. So, you know, that is a shame. But it is what it is. I said yesterday, I said if that's the cost of doing business, the gamble of doing the show the way I want to do it and presenting how I want to present myself in life, if the cost is if it's between happiness and a social blade rank, you know. So yeah, long story short is I've got so much content I want to do. And I'm thrilled that despite it all, despite how fucking difficult it's been to make my brain work, not to mention, you know, shit like the chronic pain and just a whole bunch of issues and adjustments and all sorts of weird shit that goes on, I'm fiercely proud that I've managed to maintain the show. As sad as I am and sort of apologetic as I am that some of the other stuff ain't around at the moment, I do want to get Spin-Off Doctors done. I am very sorry for how long that's taken. So yeah, I really do want to get back to it. I hope it'll be sooner rather than later. Deku in the Lake says, I've got a really fun question. Ooh, okay. What's your favourite part about being non-binary? Have you been having some really lovely gender-affirming glances in the mirror? Also, PS, I think your content has been on fire lately. Best the show's ever been. Don't let the haters or analytics get you down. Thank you. Well, we were just talking about that. Yes, thank you so much. I do let it get me down sometimes still. Not as much as it used to. I mean, hell, when I was at my most successful, all I ever did was look at other people who were more successful and just feel shitty and feel like I was a failure. And now that everyone who hates me sees the show as failing, I don't care anymore. Well, I mean, aside from the fact I've just got so much personal growth and so much happy, like, self-confidence now that I don't need to rely on that for affirmation, on seeing green arrows point up. I'm tired and I've done it for a long time. And I'm just having fun doing the videos now. I'm just trying to have fun with my content and still make my points and still get, you know, pissed off at the things that need piss off in at. But just having fun. Favorite part of being non-binary? I mean, the fact that it saved my life. The fact that transition has saved my life is a big one. The fact that I do look at myself in the mirror now is a big one. It's not just the fact that I'm having some nice gender-affirming glances, which I do get. It's the fact that I glance at all now. The fact it knocked out so many bad coping mechanisms that were a result of me hating myself for failing to be this person I thought I should be, rather than ignoring the person I was. Just the sense of freedom is that if I were to just sort of, I guess, give a substantive answer, the sense of freedom from everything I trapped myself in. The not just being happy with the way I'm now physically shaping myself, but some of the elements of me that I'd been made to feel self-conscious of and ashamed my whole life. The way weight distributes on my body, the frankly childbirthing hips. The skin, the voice, which was a lot higher for a lot longer. My voice never broke. It slid, but, you know, it there are many elements that I was ashamed of, and people would make me feel like a failure for. And that's been, that's been great. That's been great. It's a fun question. That is a fun question. Thank you. Ryu Inc. says, not paywalling is one of the major reasons I support you and other creators besides liking the content. It's a statement, but it's a nice statement, so I'll allow it. I've been meaning to put a poll up. I want to find out a couple things about what you all as patrons want in your content, why you're here, what you're here for, what you might like, what things I do that you may necessarily not like. And I want to find out more about how you feel about the lack of paywall, because the way I am, I mean, I've gotten praise for it. I feel like changing it. If I were to ever paywall something, that is so not my platform that it would lose me support rather than gain support. It would make me feel not good. But at the same time, because in my, like, it was pointed out to me once that I have a problem with seeing too much in life as transactionary, in that if someone does something for me, if someone helps me, if someone supports me, I immediately have to think of something equal or better. so I don't owe, or so they don't resent me or think I've taken from them. And a lot of that is just learned behavior from toxic environments that I've been in, where, though again, I was treated like shit. I've got to stop drinking and talking at the same time. You'd think I'd have learned throughout at least the course of, what, this 50 minutes? Let alone the years I've been doing it. I'm getting hungry now. I think my Adderall stopped. It's stopping, and now I'm getting hungry. Well, I didn't really eat much of a breakfast. I've been cooking for myself. It's part of what's been helping with the physical changes. And it wasn't so good. I've been cooking real well, but I didn't do breakfast so good. I've got some emergency baby bells. Not for breakfast. Not for breakfast, though. But yeah, I want to find out about that, about, you know, part of the whole sort of having this question post is so that you can have something without content being paywalled. Because I do feel I owe that. And on that note, I can only apologize that I have so many Patreon messages that I don't respond to. I read them. I do read them, and I always mean to get back to them, and it's the same story as everything else. I almost always read them when I'm nowhere near a computer, and then once I've read them, I will forget that I ever had an inbox or that the concept of replying exists. It sucks, and it's not on purpose, and it's just the way these chemicals do. And fingers crossed, getting them fixed. But yeah, so sorry, I'm not ignoring people or emails. I've just got an issue that sucks with correspondence. But thank you so much, because I've gotten, again, so much support, and it helps one through what are scary times. Magus asks, what are your thoughts regarding Abigail Thorne, Philosophy Tube, coming out as a trans woman, and your own coming out? Considering I would not know about her without the episode where she dressed up as you to talk about video games. Yeah. Abigail's awesome. Abigail is awesome. Philosophy Tube is a great channel. It sounds like I'm about to say, but when it isn't. I don't know why my tone is such. No, I love Abby, and I'm so happy for her that she came out. I know how scary it was, and I mean, I was stunned by the media blitz. I will say, several days after I came out, I was a bit, aww. But in seriousness, I'm so thrilled to see people just being happy because they can be themselves, you know? And the reason why so many people, so many of us are feeling able to do this now is a mixture of feeling safer because there is support, there is a community, there, at least online, if not nowhere else. And, you know, I just got out of Mississippi. I'm right next to the gayborhood. I'm in an area where people do not give a fuck. And, you know, you're not under threat from a smiling Stepford theocracy. So there's increased support. The more people who see other people who are like them, they will feel safer, you know. Numbers. It's simple. Sorry, I get annoyed without explaining it, because when I talk about, you know, people coming out in proximity, there's all these accusations of it doing it to be trendy, but it's like, seeing people you have affinities with gets you more willing to speak up about your own, you know, and that's true of anything. So my one wasn't planned. I didn't want to tread on Abigail's toes. which is why I wasn't planning to make a... I didn't make a big deal of my coming out or anything. I just sort of was like... And part of the reason was because it wasn't planned on my part. It was... I had gone out the night before with Conrad and his girlfriend and, you know, open-air dining and everything. But it was the first night I went, right, I'm going out the house and full beam. And it was great. And it was the first night of my life I was outside in a social environment and I wasn't terrified and paranoid and feeling like everyone hated me. And the hugeness of that was so powerful, I couldn't just go back. So I said, fuck it, and just did it. And I didn't know Abby was planning for that day. So they did, you know, that was a week. That was a week of a thing. And the more people I see who feel safe and like they can now. I said earlier it was a combination or a potential of... There are other reasons, and another reason, one for me especially, was, you know, I grew up never knowing these options were there. I grew up... I didn't hear about non-binary people until a few years ago. And people will say, oh, well, that's when they were invented. No, they've always been there. People like me didn't know. And then because by that point, I was very much trapped in the cis dimension, I just didn't consider that it would apply to me. And then when I would have other thoughts about transition, it was just, no, you're not. Those aren't thoughts for you. That's not your thing. You would just be encroaching. You would just be unwelcome and a trespasser. And it took a little while to unfuck. And it is my hope, and I know both, it's been true of both Abigail and myself, that our comings out have helped others to do the same or question their current sort of selves based on some thoughts they may have had, just to explore those thoughts more, you know. And I recommend it for everyone, even if you're a confident cis person. I'm not saying you have to, I'm not saying transition, I'm saying just think about the identity. And that may affirm that you're a cis person. But I think if everyone could just be like affirmed and secure in who they are, there'd be a lot. I mean, there'd still always be people, you know, separating into boxes and dividing and causing shit. And you know, turfs are always going to turf. But there'd be a lot more understanding, I think, if everyone could just be so much more confident in themselves, especially when it comes to gender, because so much of what I see is based in self-consciousness and projection and fear on a personal level. And I'd love to see that change. And having someone like Abby and someone like myself who have got a body of work and have now sort of not changed that work going forward, part of my big hope there is to, you know, that we're challenging perceptions that you become a different person, that you are now trans person, and that is your identity. Or, you know, you are non-binary, that is everything you are. Because it's not true. And I was having some conversations with this on Facebook with some viewers yesterday. They were saying, I found your new personality jarring, but then realized that was in my head, that I just imagined that because you haven't changed. When someone says that, I respond to just let them know. I'm glad that you realize it's a perception issue. It's not that nothing's actually changed. It's you. You're viewing things through a different lens. And that really is all it is, you know. I'm still me. I'm still, you know, the person that brought you pog fucking, which for some people was way less of a line than just me dressing nice. You know, it's a thing. I got off track again. But anyway, it is my hope that Abby and I and others are challenging perceptions. And I know for a fact in some cases that's been true. And I hope we continue to. Colin Cook says, should it be Jim Stephanie fucking Sterling son or Jim fucking Stephanie Sterling son? Some people have asked about this one. Well, people have asked about every single element of my stuff and phrases and presentation. So yeah, there's a lot of people were like, oh, do we say Jim fucking Sterling daughter now, or can we say son? When I'm like, that was for emphasis. That was the appropriated quote was Digital Homicide quoting me just saying, oh, you know, the way people add son at the end of something to be condescending. So, you know, I on Twitter, I did, to try and sort of answer it, I did randomly tweet, I'm James fucking Stephanie fucking Sterling son. So that's an option. But, you know, Jim fucking Sterling son still works. Like, yeah, throw the fucking in wherever you want. That's what I always say. Mark says, was wondering if you would return to long form Let's Plays. I think that's certainly something I reserve more for Twitch. I do long, you know, a couple hours, 2 hours usually. For as long as I can, you know, before I get tired. Oh, speaking of which, yeah, I've had a bit of a chronic pain flare up recently, and it's not great sitting at the desk. I've had some shots in that for it. Every now and then I've got to get one. I had to get 2 this time just to settle it, but it's still grumpy here, which is why I've not streamed this week yet. I hate that I've gone 3 weeks without doing a stream. And that's usually Tuesdays about like 2 p.m. Eastern. I'm trying to do more without, you know, cutting into the other stuff, because I know some people don't like the idea that the stream might take away from other stuff. But, you know, I work not to... I work hard to make sure there's no zero-summing here, that things don't eat into the other stuff. It's like sometimes when people say, oh, they care more about the wrestling and focus on it more than the work, and it's like... I do wrestling like Saturday nights, and usually it's a case of I turn up and cut a promo. It's got so much of my heart, but it doesn't take up so much of my time that it eats into work. But again, going on my wild tangents. So for long form stuff, you're probably best off there. Again, never say never. I wouldn't rule it out. There are some I'd like to maybe do at some point, but there are no current plans. But if you're capable or you're into streaming, you've got a ability to listen or watch that while you're doing work or whatever it is you're doing, that's an option. AJ says, what the fuck is a boggling? Is it a reel? Love you, mate. Thanks, bye. A boglin, no G at the end, a boglin is real. Well, it's a, you know, real set of puppets. Yeah, it's from the 80s. It's, I'm looking at them now. I've got a whole bunch behind me. I was washing some today. I had the mini boglins, the little rubber ones. I like to personally scrub them with soapy water and a hard brush, just because there's a lot of textures on them and wrinkles, because they try and make them look all textured and boglin-y. And there's just decades old dirt that can get sort of gunked in there. So I like to clean them up. My hands feel icky when I touch anything, any old nostalgic stuff, if I haven't washed it, whether it's dirty or not. But anyway, yeah, they're real. I love them. They're great. So that's that. Stefan says, wondering if you ever got exhausted with the same old topics. is that a stealth criticism? And if so, how long ago it was, how much drive you still have to make a voice? for the hope of change. Keep up the good work. You do add that you think I'm a grave reminder. Or reminder, you may have meant. I do feel like a remnant at times. Not from the ashes, though. More hurtling toward them. I mean, it's the job can be exhausting, having to... Not only having to find new ways to try and get a point across that's been ignored for years, but then also trying to get across the frustration that it has been ignored for years and that I am so constantly ignored by people making the same fucking arguments over and over again who know full well I'm here, know full well who I am, know full well what the arguments even are in some of their cases. And it's willful ignorance because they know. Because they know I'm just the weirdo yelling on a soapbox in Crier's Corner or whatever it was called. Just doing whatever I want. Rambling to whatever passers-by will chuck nickels into my hat. Speaker's Corner. I was thinking of town criers, but then a section of public space where you can just town cry would be chaos. I'm sure some people would call my occupied land Crier's Corner anyway. It's exhausting, yeah. It's why I put other weird bullshit in my videos. Keeps me entertained. Jay says, you may have seen Chris Pratt's recent vid from People Make Games about overseas subcontractors and the pure shit conditions people are facing. I was hoping you might dive into that sometime soon. It feels like a deep and dark problem, and it goes beyond AAA publishers. Lots of small studios make or break based on subcontractor help. Feels like it needs some stunning sunlight. Much love and stay strong. Yeah, I mean, I kind of kick myself for not having... considered that more than I have, because I do focus so much on US-centric stuff and sometimes Brit-centric stuff, to the detriment of my work at times, in all honesty. Subcontracting overseas is something not just game companies do, it's something capitalism does, and again... Some will roll their eyes, but it's a thing capitalism does. It's utter shit. It can lead to very, very grim human rights abuse. For people who are paid, you know, an insulting amount to put up with some of the worst conditions. It's... It does, you know, I'll signal boost it at the very least right now. But yeah, it's something that needs more talking about. You're absolutely right. TH says, what's with the new tricorn hat? When and where did you get it? Did someone make it for you? Do you walk around your house pretending to be a pirate while wearing it? Tell us all about the tricorn hat. The people want to know. I forget the exact store, but I get a lot of this stuff on Etsy. Although I hear these days it's a bit of a minefield as to what's legit, so now you've got to be careful. I hate how customers have to fucking research everything all the bloody time. But that one was one I just got off a store on Etsy because it looked nice. There is one I am commissioning. I've had it commissioned for a while. It's taken... the person apparently just had the biggest wait list ever. Their stuff's in demand because it's... Well, you'll see. But... I'm getting something that's been fully custom made, and I'm really looking forward to it. I've got another hat coming in from Etsy. I get a lot from there just because, you know, when you do find someone that makes this stuff themselves, you get unique stuff. And I like unique. That's where the tricorn hat came. If you look up, like, pink tricorn, you'll find it. And others. And I got it because it looked fun. I wanted more pink and black hats. The one that got toothpasted, the issue with it, with its sheen taking up the green screen, was indeed a problem. It was sheeny and it was fuzzy and it was not great for green screen work. So I wanted some more pink and black. But I've already got a new pink top hat in the works. So I didn't want to just buy more of those. So I was like, what is different? Well, I love tricorn hats. If, again, going back to the video game character thing, if there's a tricorn hat in a game, hell yeah. One of the reasons I didn't love that game. What was that game? As much as others? The Focus one. Basically the colonization game, the RPG that was a bit like a BioWare one. Fuck. I'll remember it later. You don't need to remind me in the comments. I'll remember it later and be pissed off at myself. But it was full of tricorn hats. That was the point of the game. I think they're cool. I think tricorn hats are neat. And, you know, looking like some Code Vein or just big gay Bloodborne character is... I love it. Tricorns are cool. I may get some more. And some different styles of hats. I've got one of those sort of Captain hats. A very bedazzled one coming. I have no idea. That's one of the ones where I've got no idea if it actually will work, but I hope so. Brian says, James Stephanie, any predictions for the next big theme of industry bullshit? By the end of 2022, do you think live services, season passes, gambling will still be the big thing, just in an even more evolved state, or something new and obnoxious out of left field? Any hope for retribution for the abuse happening to workers in the industry? Retribution? Probably not. Genuinely, probably not. In fact, I was going to mention earlier when someone talked, Sorry, I say someone, that's just rude. Stefan said about me being a voice for change and all that. I've given up on that, on my ability to change things. I can change perceptions on personal levels for people, and that's what I work on now, but I've got no influence on that industry. They hate me. They always have. And now they just ignore me. But as far as the new bullshit, I recently had a look at what the mobile market was up to. You know, I was like, you know what? Let's have a look at this stupid fucking Raid Shadow Legends. I bet it's shit. And then it was. And it and many games on the mobile market play themselves. To an obscene degree, to the degree that it's boiled the entire game down to it's collecting random character models that you just throw onto the screen and let the game play itself. And you can do that again and again until you run out of energy, and then there's plenty of shit to buy, isn't there? I can't say for sure if we will ever see a big, you know, AAA game that is that absurd. However, one of the big problems with certain RPGs is the length of time for the grinding and all of this. And it is sort of awesome that you can fast forward a lot of some of the old RPGs I used to play, like some of the old Final Fantasies when Square's done it. So it's a thorny issue. Some of this speed up stuff's good, but, well, obviously, when they start charging for it, it's not. But I am concerned about some games for where the entire gameplay is nothing but fast-forwarding through everything. And I'm not saying that from a, you know, casuals standpoint. I'm saying that from a, oh, there's no actual game here. It's just character models doing a little attack animation and numbers going down, and they've realized it's so little gameplay you don't even need it anymore. That's the problem. Is games... You know how, like, people have looked at walking simulators and games like that and said, they're not real games. This is the shit that's not real games. This is the shit that is there just for you to give them money in exchange for pictures at the end of the day. Yeah, it's something to keep an eye on. I'm keeping an eye on it. I'm not gonna say it's definitely the thing, but I'm keeping watch for the creep in of basically the next evolution of Skip the Grind, of games considering gameplay a middle person to be cut out. for the sake of profit, not for the sake of accessibility. Got to make that distinction. In fact, it is my hope that one of the next big themes of industry doing it good a bit, accessibility is one of them. Not just because Laura Kate Dale has a series, Accessibility, on YouTube, although it is very good, and I was in the ADHD episode doing a talk about my experiences. But yeah, I do... We're seeing it more. We're seeing more accessibility options. Microsoft's been leading a sort of charge on making hardware accessible. So I do hope that's a positive thing that's going to happen. Arlo says, any plans to upload your videos from Twitch onto YouTube? Probably not. I mean, maybe it's just because I've got so little regards for my own archival that I just sort of want to do my streams and then move on. But it also just doesn't, it's not worth it. It's just not. I think if anyone cares enough, they can look at it there. There's not enough people care on YouTube. Jonas says, any thoughts on Psycho Gorman? Looks kind of fun. For a moment, I thought Lieutenant Gorman from Aliens, but that's only because I bought some weird Aliens toys today. I got them ordered. I'm going to have to show them to you through some medium because they're chonky. Walmart started selling these Aliens toys that look like they're for toddlers. They're brightly coloured and chonky, and they look adorable and wonderful. But they can't be for kids exactly because they also seem fairly violent. And also, there's a runner alien from Alien 3, the dog alien, complete with a facehugger and the dog. So, if they're for kids, someone is getting some dark stuff under the radar. Which, you know, I bought them and I'm going to recreate the scene. So, what was I looking up? Oh, Gorman. I was going to look at it because the name does sound familiar. I've not played it, but it does sound familiar. Oh, has it even come out? Is it even a game? This isn't a game. Oh, I've got no thoughts on this then. I don't know what it is. Film. Intergalactic assassins converge on a small town after two siblings unwittingly resurrect an ancient alien overlord. Oh, have I heard of this? Have I seen bits of this? Oh, my mind is shredded cheese, folks. I don't know. I've got no thoughts on it right now. I mean, I'll have to have a look later. Pandacidal Maniac says, dear JSS, grats on the coming out, glad you're happy. My questions are, how do you deal with all these increasingly dark subjects in the game industry and world at large as you need to talk about them? I bottle it all up and then have a breakdown once a year. No. I don't know. I mean, I don't know how I do my job. Like, I get so tired with so much bullshit I have to deal with, and there's so many times I don't want to do anything ever. And even at the times where I've been at my most depressed, at my very, very worst, at my most nothing is ever going to be good again, I hate my job, there's no future for me ever, I still got the videos up. And high quality too. So I don't know how I've not gotten so down. I think it's just the sheer... I don't think I'm ever going to quite swallow the indignation of how this industry does people and how games media did me and how YouTube did everything and just how everything. I don't think I'll ever swallow the indignation of the bullshit I've seen, not just in my career, but in that industry. That propels me. Not once have I ever stopped being shocked by it. I think that's the difference. So many people, when I complain about a thing that's happened and I'm like, God, this is the pits. Someone will be like, are we surprised though? And I'm like, the lack of surprise does not equate a lack of disgust. I will never not be shocked. I will not be surprised. But the fact these things happen again will always, every time, be shocking because the sheer fact it happens at all is. Normalcy, regularity should not have an effect on how despicable something is. Your next question, do you miss anything about the UK? Pizza Hut / Pizza Hut for you, they were basically the same thing. American pizza doesn't, like, it's not good pizza, but it's, there's something about them I really liked. And it's a good job I don't live in Britain, because the weight loss thing would be way harder than it is right now. There's no American pizza that, and certainly not the garlic cheesy bread they did. Oh my word. Fucking good. A lot of it is food based, act to type. But actually, I never talk about food in public because of self-consciousness about that kind of thing. But I've stopped so much of that, so I will talk about pizza. Fuck it. Pizza Hot for You or Pizza Go-Go. Those were my ones of choice down in Kent when I lived around that area. So, yeah. But not just food. I miss some friends there. A few. Those I haven't completely burned bridges with. I miss some people I haven't even met yet, but I've gotten to know over the years. You know, Fee, Laura, Jane, I've met Gav, screw that. but yeah, like having never met Laura is ridiculous, it's absurd. I've met Gav, Laura's met Gav, and I've not met Laura, it's nonsense. So there's all of that, there's, what else would I miss? Because it'd be nice to see certain areas of central London again, but getting there, because I'd have to go through not central London, which is where some of the more traumatizing public experiences I've had have occurred. There's a reason I never went back to the UK. Very, 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 very bad memories. None of which I do miss. But there are some things, and I'm in a better position now to where I'm actually looking forward in some ways to coming back when travel is more of a thing, you know, when the vax are more widespread and, fingers crossed, things return to some form of sociability. I won't say normalcy. Normal's what got us here, but some form of social interaction and travel would be good. Where do I stand on being things? Final question from Pandacidal. Where do I stand on being called dude, bro, hero, other gender-weighted things? I'm not. It's jarring to me. It's not going to make me cry, but I probably won't be inclined to interact with someone who refers to me with dude or bro or anything. Just because I won't acknowledge it. Basically, if it's a friend of mine, if it's someone I know and they've said it, I will just politely point out, just, you know, that's weird to me now. It's weird. So I'd prefer not. Hero ain't so bad. You know, there are some words that have been more explicitly made more gender neutral rather than the ones where it's like, oh, dude is totally fine. And then I'm like, oh, you know, if it's some straight guy, I'll be like, oh, so how many dudes did you fuck in the past week? I'll find a way that doesn't, you know, I'll find a way of phrasing it that doesn't sound like I'm invading their privacy. But, you know, it's been pointed out before. Like, it's all gender neutral until you say something like, you know, you fuck dudes. And then suddenly they have an issue with that, which, you know, fuck plenty. It's fine time. So, yeah. And again, in general, I will lean femme on some things, and will be any feminine things used will be. I'm way more inclined to interact with that and recognize that and acknowledge that. So I really don't mind that kind of stuff. I know it's a little. I know it can be. When I explain it, it can sound very minefieldy and complex, but it really is sort of generally easy. You know, I've given you plenty of name options, and the they them is a thing, but not one that you won't get used to, because you do when something's new. You stay with it a bit and get used to it. To me now, like, referring to people with they, them is if that's who they are, that's natural for me. And that's just because of having used it for a while, for others, you know. So yeah, that's, again, another long-winded answer to a simple question. I will lean feminine on a lot of these things, and stuff like dude and bro, and that is not quite my thing. Lorne, I'm gonna stop for maybe I'll do one or two more and then have this done for a bit. But Lorne, conduit of your favourite Ringo Starr song, says, first, thank you for being you. Thank you for liking me being me. Do you have a need or want list of Boglins online? A couple times I've seen a Boglin posted on local buy and sell forums. I know it's one you need. If I know it's one you need, I'll send it to you on your PO box. First, I need to get one of those set up again. I always say that. So they usually, I've got this thing from the 80s, give me $5 for it, I guess, cheap. I mean, that's good, yeah, if they don't know the value of some of them. Yeah, I guess I should do a master list of what I've got, especially because there's so many out there, and it's such a small market. People even nowadays discover things that were produced that we either didn't know of or didn't know were produced in certain ways. It's wild. Like, there are still, like, unknown, unproven, unverified theories with evidence of how to do mini Boglins and what's rare and what exists, but it's a muddy market. It's kind of exciting, but also bothers me. But doing a master list might actually help, so, you know, people who are... Because I've been asked by a couple people. They could look at it and be like, oh, I've got that, or I've seen that, and it's not here. And there's stuff even I don't know exists or have long forgotten existed. So yeah, I need to do some showing of stuff anyway. Like I did they were basically an excuse to do selfies where I showed off the wall of nice things on social media. But I really should show off the individual nice things on that wall and around the rest of the apartment and show off the Boglin collection in more detail. Eventually, I should do a thread on all of my Mysterios and just sort of discuss the different ways his helmet's been rendered. I love a good rendered helmet. Olivia says, so yeah, I'll have to do that list. Olivia says, not so much a question as an idea, but for an anniversary of the name reveal, you could do JS Squared, the James Stephanie Jimquisition Spectacular to celebrate it. Could. I've also thought Transquisition. Is another one. Could work. The gym transition, I guess, also. Stephanie-quisition, that's two. The Steph's hard unless you do an entirely different word. But anyway, thank you for digging the new glasses. I need to get some other glasses as well. I've got these goggles that I haven't found the right hat to. Ooh, maybe that one. Yeah, I need to get some other. Some people have wanted some heart-shaped ones. I want to get some star-shaped ones. I might get star-shaped ones if I ever do an unmasked version of Commander Sterling. B-Ray says, how's Leo VK doing? Was listening to an old podcast where you played one of his songs and realised you haven't mentioned him in a while. Yeah, Leo and I, like, we've been on each other's social media forever, but we do seem to have one of those relationships where we just don't really talk. I seem to have that relationship with a lot of people, partially my fault for not doing my part to maintain a thing, but, you know, basically every now and then we will just sort of post on each other's wall with a silly in-joke or silly phrase that we used to repeat ad nauseum to each other and just to make each other laugh, or we'll, like, reference an old TV advert or something, try and see if the other one can remember it. So, yeah, but doing well, doing really well. Settled down, seems so happy now. Again, it's nice to see someone from back in the day doing them, being them. Faith and Valor says, since you mentioned hats, did your purple leopard print hat come back from the toothpaste bit? Mostly, there's a bit of there's some trace, but I'm confident I could get even that out. So I do think I'm going to try and get that out. On a technical level, Faith also asks, I'd love to know where you find your stock footage for the gym position. Yeah. It's in the credits, actually. It's a site called Storyblocks. It's also where I get a lot of the recent background music, because I know a lot of people have liked that. Yeah, it's all on Storyblocks. Most of it is on Storyblocks. We get a lot of good B-roll there, some music, sound effects when we need them. And they're cheap. They're unlike something like Shutterstock. Obviously, they've got a less of a range, and I've learned some of their music. Using it does not guarantee you won't get hit with a copyright thing. But they've got enough of a selection to have given us some interesting visuals and stuff and help us with some effects and editing. So, yeah. Justin Davis here, not McDaniel, says... I just simply want to know what your favourite Electric Light Orchestra song is, so I may listen to it to check it out. I'm sure you mentioned it somewhere, but it escapes me now. Yeah. I mention it here and there over the years. It's Tightrope, the inaugural track from A New World Record by ELO. It was the first ELO song I ever heard. It was the first song I ever heard that got me into music. It's great. It got real nice, bouncy tune to it, real nice melody. Simple lyrics, but, you know, nice, fun, hopeful ones. The weirdly sinister beginning is interesting to turn into such a bouncy song. But, yeah, absolutely loved it. Ruined it back in the day because I had a cassette tape. It was like an old cassette of my mum's that had A New World Record on it. And I would accidentally hit the record button on the cassette player at night when I was reaching over to press play or you know, stop a track or what have you. And by the time I was done, so much of that album had squiggly little on it. It took a while to get that unfucked from my head as well. So there you go. I'm going to leave it there because Joel seems to have quite a big one, although some of it seems to be asking how I deal with the bullshit. Which I kind of answered, but we'll get back to that. I will stop it here. We've gone, an hour and a half. I didn't mean to go that long. Thank you so much for your support, as always. Thank you for the lovely, considerate questions. I know there's a lot of questions about the recent stuff, and I really appreciate you asking respectfully, not being, you know, rude and presumptuous or super duper invasive. I mean, I'm fairly an open book, and it takes a lot to offend me with an honest question. None of you have come even close, so I really appreciate that. And just in general, anyone else who's listening as well, not just the question askers, but everyone who's showed support lately. I always get a little wobbly-lipped when I think about a lot of, especially lately, the validating support. It's been incredible, and it's, you have no idea how much you're helping me continue the progress I've been making, because results is something, and this is something I've spoken with my mental issues as well, results is a difficult thing for me to visualize and work backwards from, to work out how to do a thing, to get started. Someone can tidy a room by knowing how the room looks when it's tidy, what's messy, what will go where, and work it out. I will just see an ocean of terrifying garbage and detritus that I don't know how to start with. And that's how I view my life and myself as well, as a dirty room. So, lately, the one thing I have been able to visualize is who I want to be, what I want to look like, and what I want out of the life I've got, what I want out of the life I now have as me. And seeing the way people have responded to the way I look now, and seeing how much it's helped other people find themselves, and just so much of it shows me that I'm on the right track. And being able to look at myself in the mirror or in a photo I've taken and just being able to see how close I'm getting to where I've always wanted to be. Because I'm let's just say by the end of the year, I'm going to choke slam someone. And that's not rhetorical. By the end of the year, I'm going to choke slam the fuck out of someone and it's going to be devastating. And woe betide whoever I decide that's going to be. Within wrestling, I'm not just going to do it to a kid in the street. I just want to emphasize that, right? Thank you so much for all your support. I genuinely mean that. And that's, you know, we will do the other questions next time. There will be another podcast before there's another questions post. So I'll get all of those done. And that's it. See you later. Bye.